Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another one of our community check-in shows. And this one's going to be interesting. This was recorded back on Tuesday night, May 19th, 2020. And this just shows how far we have come in a short 6 weeks. This was our speculation on the reopening of Disney Springs. This was the night before Disney Springs partially reopened. Remember, it was third-party vendors only at this point. No Disney stores or no Disney restaurants open at this time, just the third-party places, and not all of them at that. We get lots of calls. We have opinions. We have ideas on what it's going to look like. And it's fun to look back and see how far we've come over this short period of time. So I hope you enjoy today's show. Great calls and fun Disney talk to get you through your Tuesday. Don't forget three ways to support the Be Our Guest podcast. First of all, book that next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They're a platinum earmarked agency, which means they are the best of the best. Their services are absolutely free to you. And when you mention the Be Our Guest podcast, you and I are going to be working together on that next Disney adventure. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, if you want a little extra Be Our Guest podcast in your feed and in your life, and who doesn't want that, right? Just kidding. We've got a Patreon. It's patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Lots of behind-the-scenes pictures, stuff from the show, polls, discussions, photos, and of course, the mini podcast, Mike in the Midwest. If you want to know about what it was like growing up here in Missouri, I'll talk about that every week. So check it out today, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Tuesday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in live here on Facebook from the Be Our Guest Podcast studios in St. Peters, Missouri. Hope you're having a great Tuesday night and that you have had an awesome start to your week. A couple days in, we got a big three-day weekend coming up, which, to be honest, I didn't even know it was Memorial Day weekend coming up until Ricky and Pam told me during our podcast recordings last night. It kind of snuck up on me that the unofficial start to summer is happening here in about 3 or 4 days. I don't know what that's going to look like this year here in 2020, whether it means I guess you really can't have friends and family over for a cookout like we always typically do. You know, we'll have the family over to grill out. Guess that's out. Don't know about the status of swimming pools. I've heard that they are safe, but again, it's hard to socially distance in a pool setting. This summer is definitely going to look a little bit strange, at least at the beginning, on the onset. Here in St. Peters and in St. Charles County, Missouri, we are reopening. We've been reopened for a few weeks. St. Louis County just reopened yesterday, so things are shaping up. And tonight, we're going to be talking about what is happening tomorrow, Wednesday, May 20th. It's Disney Springs grand reopening on a partial scale. So tomorrow, we will get to see folks, guests, back on property at Walt Disney World. Of course, not at the resorts. Not at the theme parks, but at Disney Springs in the retail district. Now, of course, tomorrow, none of the Disney-owned businesses will be open. This is all going to be third-party. But tonight's question is, if you were there tomorrow or the next time you go to Disney Springs, what's the first place you would go? Are you a shopaholic? Do you like to go have what's called a little retail therapy? Would you go to a store? Now, tonight, you got to talk about where you would go tomorrow. So you can't go to any of the Disney stores. So that's kind of interesting. None of the Disney-owned locations. Because I would go to, obviously, World of Disney. That's kind of my jam. But there are some cool third-party vendors at Walt Disney World. And I would have kind of a tough time choosing. But that's what I want to hear from you tonight. We're also going to play a little trivia tonight. So be ready to get a trivia question or a factoid or something. The girls were, we have this closet over to my right here in the basement. We decided to make that our game closet, so we went through another few boxes from the big move last July. All of our books from our bookshelves were packed up. Mallory found this trivia book. It's from 2013, and she was triviaing me all night. So I said I would use some of these on tonight's show. So if you call in, you're going to get a trivia question, and so be ready for that. So you got to defend your honor. Okay, so here are the stores, I should say, that will reopen with Disney Springs tomorrow, the third-party store. So be ready. I'm going to try to pronounce all these, and I'll probably butcher a lot of them because they're fancy. You got the Four Rivers Cantina, Barbacoa Food Truck, Anthropology, the Art Corner by Artistic Talent Group, Basin. I do like some Basin. It smells good. Blaze Fast Fired Pizza, the Boathouse, Chapel Hats, Chicken Guy, Columbia Sportswear, Crystal Arts by Arebus Brothers, Earl of Sandwich, Edward Beignet, purveyor of fine eyewear, Aaron McKenna's Bakery NYC, Free People, Frontera Cochina, Happy Hound, Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company, Lucky Brand, Luxury of Time by Diamonds International, Pandora Jewelry, Paradiso 37 Entertainment, Pele Soccer, Planet Hollywood, The Polite Pig, Pop Gallery, Ron John Surf Shop, Royal Ears by Arebus Brothers, Sanook, Savannah Bee Company, Sosa Family Cigars, STK Orlando, Sugar Boo and Company, Sunshine Churros at Disney Springs Marketplace, Sunshine Churros at Disney Springs Westside, T-Rex, Ugh, Uniqlo, Uno de 50, I don't even know what that is, Volcom, Vera Bradley, Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill, Wine Bar George, a restaurant and bar, Yasake Kiosk, and Zara. Holy cow, I didn't even know what some of those places were. I know they're probably just little stands. All right, so the phone lines are open, 407-413-9395. And call in, tell me the first place you would head tomorrow out of that list. Of course, none of those are Disney-owned. Those are third-party merchants and restaurants and so forth in Disney Springs. So those will be open tomorrow. It was kind of fun, though, today because they had a media preview. And they pretty much walk through what it's going to look like. It's kind of like we used to do in school. We would model what things needed to look like to get through to our students. And Disney did that with the media today. And just kind of search social media. You'll see the pictures. All right. First call of the night. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Marlessa. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. What's going on?
I feel like I got a slight curveball because I was all ready to say a place that's not officially opening tomorrow. I didn't realize they weren't opening tomorrow until you went through the list. So I had to quickly change my answer.
Yes. Got to play by the rules. Because I would go to homecoming, but it's not open.
I was like, okay, I'm going to sneak in to try to be the first caller so I can take homecoming before anyone else takes it. And I was going to talk about the cocktail that I'm obsessed with there, but it's okay. I can pick a different answer. I can adapt.
I don't know where I would go out of that. Actually, okay, I have an idea, but Wade actually stole it on Twitter. But go ahead. What would you pick?
So, I've never been to the Boathouse. So I think I might go there. I like seafood, mm-hmm. and I always liked the location of the Boathouse. Around the water, of course. So I think I would probably go there. And if not there, because, you know that when you ask a question, I always try to sneak into potential answers sometimes, unless it's a this or that. But I've never been to Polite Pig either. And, I don't eat meat, but their sides always look amazing, like their mac and cheese and the corn. So I'd probably sneak in one of those I was going tomorrow.
So let me ask you this, because you say you don't eat meat. So I can't relate to that because I'm like a carnivore. But does the Polite Pig smell good to you? Because to me, I think half of the the draw of a place like Flame Tree Barbecue or the Polite Pig is the smell. It smells so stinking good to me. I don't know if that's true for you.
Because I've been like a pescatarian for quite a few years, but I will say like the smell of barbecue it doesn't bother me, but it doesn't always draw me in. Like, I feel like sometimes it can like smell good and I can acknowledge that it smells good without actually wanting to eat it, if that makes sense. Or like sometimes it'll be good, I'm not vegan, but sometimes it'll be good, like vegan substitute barbecue places. Like, I don't know if it's at Disney, but even like Casey's, like I like the vegan hot dog there, you know? So sometimes I think that's the best answer I can give you is a non-answer, unfortunately. But
no, it works. Let me ask this though, real quick, too. Like, what about retail? Like, would it be out of all those Because I think everybody's, I'm looking in the chat and we're getting all kinds of food places, which you're my people. You know exactly. I'm going like Frontier Cochina. Probably Polite Pig was my number one pick because it would smell good and it's right by, it'd be the first thing I'd come to because they have it strategically right by that escalator. It's like sucks you right in. I mean, if you're somebody like me. So Polite Pig, and Wade mentioned that on Twitter as well. But then I think, I'm trying to think of all the other stores. For me, it might be Uniqlo. I like Uniqlo. It's a weird store, but it's like affordable. Oh, everything else there's so dang expensive.
I love Uniqlo. So as a super quick story, like with new Uniqlo. So when I was at Disney Springs like a few trips ago, and I just stumbled upon the Uniqlo, and it was my first time there, and I kind of fell in love with it. I was like, wow, the clothes are so soft, and it. In New York City, a lot of things, but it was like all, you know, standard stuff, like, you know, shirts, you know, pants, like the standard things you need, and solid colors. They have a lot of stuff for the winter, and I was so excited. I was like, wow, how have I never heard of this Uniqlo place? And I then really, because then apparently there's like a giant Uniqlo store, like apparently right near my office, and I just never noticed it.
We're kind of losing you, Marlessa. You're breaking up a little. I don't know if it's me or you. Let me see.
Trying to look up some of the ones that you mentioned. I haven't heard of some of them.
Yeah, I haven't. Sorry, there's a few that I haven't heard of either. So I don't really know. Happy Hound. I guess that's probably the dog stuff. They have Lucky Brand.
I don't know if the running store is on. Or is that closed?
No, that closed. Yeah, that closed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I can't. Heartbreaking. They should have like a Run Disney store, just like all the branded stuff that's left over from all the races. Everybody would buy that, I would think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So. I'm nervous enough about like trying to conquer my first, where you go for the shop for all this stuff.
Like the expo. Yep.
I'm totally blanking on that. Yes, thank you. I can't believe I was blanking on that. Long day.
No, it's all right.
But yeah, like, that would be perfect if there was a store just for that stuff afterwards, especially because I've heard it gets really crazy, especially, you know, things sell out or
it does.
Like the limited edition product.
It's crazy. I just get what I get. I just don't stress about it. If I say if it's sold out, I wasn't meant to have it, so I don't sweat too bad.
That's how I think about a lot of things.
Saves me money.
For sure.
All right, well, I'm going to run because everybody wants to get in on their shopping and dining tonight. Talk food, man. The phone lines light up, so... You take care and don't get too fast, too soon. You got a long time. You got to peak later. So you're flying. Keep it up, though. Stay safe.
I'll do my best. Thank you. That means a lot coming from you.
I'll race you. All right. I'll see you later. Take care. Have a good
night. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Marlessa just tore it up today. 10:31 pace. She crushed her best time pace-wise by about 45 seconds a mile, which is a runner. That is a huge jump. Like when I get like 2 or 3 seconds – a difference, I'm not usually doing jumping jacks because I'm an old dude and it almost kills me. But, yeah, that's an amazing achievement. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Jocelyn,
what's going on? Where are you going to go shopping at Disney Springs?
Somewhere I want to go NBA experience.
Really? What are you an NBA fan?
Sort of. I mean, I like the Warriors.
Because you're in St. Louis. We don't have a team, but you like the Warriors on Golden State.
Yeah.
Nice. So you think your mom's going to take you next time you guys go down? You're going to go to NBA experience, shoot some hoops?
We went before, and I really liked it.
Oh, you actually went? Yeah. Okay, I haven't even seen it myself. What was your favorite thing?
I like probably just the shooting.
Now, I've not been in there, but I did see on the video that they sent us that that there's kind of a thing where you use like a slingshot to shoot your basketballs, kind of like a big like rubber band. You fire them towards the basket that way. Did you guys get to do that?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Looks fun.
I'm sad that our April trip, we were supposed to go like last month and it got canceled and we were supposed to go to the NBA experience.
Well, you know, it'll be there when you get back. So I think it's going to be sooner rather. You guys going to try to go this summer, this fall? When are you looking to go next?
This summer.
Yeah, same here. I want to be there for the 4th of July. That'd be a good thing. We'll see.
I have a question for you.
Okay, and then I have a trivia question for you, but go ahead with your question first.
Okay, if you could stay in any park for the rest, like if you had to only go to one park for the rest of your, like Disney park, what would it be?
Oh, you're killing me. Oh, it'd either be Magic Kingdom or Epcot. Epcot because it has so many good restaurants and I could dine around the world all the rest of my life. But the Magic Kingdom has the rides. I would say, oh man, this is a tough one. I would go with Magic Kingdom because I can survive on some Liberty Tree Tavern, some Columbia Harbor House, and get all the good rides. What about you? Which one would you pick?
Well, I kind of like Animal Kingdom because, like, there's animals there, so you can see the animals, but there's also, like, some, like, rides there, so you could also go on those.
And you know what? They have good food, too. And the animals would change all the time. Yeah, you're right. That'd be the only park that would really change because of the animals. That's a good one. Yeah, good. Okay, you ready for it? You want a trivia question? I bet you get this one right. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, I'm busting out the old trivia book that Mallory found last night. Here we go. It's a Magic Kingdom question. It says, the Prince Charming Regal Carousel is the oldest ride at the Magic Kingdom. It was built in 1917 by the Philadelphia Toboggan Company. The carousel has 18 hand-painted scenes from Cinderella and 2,325 lights. Each of the 90 horses is one of a kind. Cinderella's own horse is the one with blank. I'm going to give you a choice. So if you want to ride Cinderella's horse, did you know what it is even without the question, without the options? Do you know how to tell which horse is Cinderella's on the carousel?
White?
No, okay, here's your choices. Let me give you the choices. A, it has a pumpkin on its head. B, it has glass slippers on its hooves. C, it has a gold ribbon on its tail. Or D, it has a long yellow mane. Which one do you think?
A?
I wish I had a buzzer, but nope. It's just so you know, it has a gold ribbon on its tail. And this is true because Mallory, we found it actually last time we were there. When you go to the Magic Kingdom, if you look for the horse, there's one horse that has a ribbon on its tail. It's gold. That's Cinderella's horse. So you got to kind of watch it. Watch when it goes around and then you got to hustle to get over to it when you get on. So ride Cinderella's horse next time.
Okay.
Oh, well, Jocelyn, thanks for calling. You guys have fun. I sure appreciate it. And I'll have to meet you at NBA Experience. Jeff, show me around.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Have a good night. Bye-bye. And I forgot to mention, here's another thing I wanted to throw out there. You know how everybody's doing these read-alouds with the picture books? I think Mallory and I might do one Thursday night at about bedtime for the kids. If your kids would be interested, let me know on Twitter, Instagram. Let me know here in the chat. We have a bunch of picture books. Remember, I used to be an elementary school teacher. Pam still is. We have the books from when the kids were little. We have tons and tons of little golden books, all the Disney stories. So if you think we should do a little read aloud for your kids before bedtime, if people are still doing that, let me know if you'd be interested. We could do that maybe around 9 o'clock our time for 5 or 10 minutes here on the page. All right, 407-413-9395. We have trivia tonight. That was kind of a fun one. Let's see if I can find some more trivia for the next caller. And we'll talk about what, you know, we got a lot of folks. I think right now what's winning in the chat by a landslide, actually, because homecoming's not open. Everybody keeps saying homecoming, but it's not open. But everybody's looking at shopping at Uniqlo and dining at Polite Pig, which is kind of handy because they're right next to each other. And two, the funny thing is, too, there's certain things about Disney Springs, and I've never thought about talking about Disney Springs so much. Hang on, let me reset Skype because it looks like it's not taking the calls. I know that Alfred's trying to get in. The thing that's fun for me about Disney Springs is folks like from the Midwest, like myself, we typically don't know how to pronounce a lot of these fancy stores because I didn't even know it was Uniqlo till I went to a media event when they reopened Disney Springs. And, uh-oh. Hang on 1 second. I got to log into Skype for some reason. And we're back. Sorry about that. We had a little brief interruption there with the Jocelyn, I think, broke our Skype connection there. So I'm going to blame it on Jocelyn down the road. No, just kidding. She was so great, Chance. She got to have some trivia, great input and feedback about NBA experience. So we are back at 407-413-9395. That's why there's a little bit of a hiccup. If you're tuned in on the feed, we lost the Skype computer there for a minute. So we had to go off the air, reboot things, and get everything set back up. So I think we are good to go. We're still talking Disney Springs. First place you would go when the shopping or dining district reopens. And of course, we're recording this on a Tuesday night. So this is the night before, mere hours before Disney Springs reopens. We're heading up to Lincoln, Nebraska. Wade's joining us. Wade, what's going on?
Hey, Mike, how are you? We're back in action, huh?
Ooh, man, sweating bullets. I hate when that stuff happens. I'm like, no.
That's too funny. I was going to put the phone down. I thought, well, I'll take the dog for a walk. And I looked down and it said, VOGP is live. I'm like,
again?
1 minute. Wait a minute, what?
Yes, I know. It's
another notification.
I hate, you know, I feel like if people take the time to tune in, I am always going to give my effort to on the other end to return that favor. So we got it going. Let's cross our fingers and let's see if we can keep things going at least for 30 more minutes.
Well, as I said a few weeks back when Scotty G did his marathon over 24 hours, he was the GOAT. I'm going to call you the Iron Man like Cal Ripken because you never miss a day and you're always there. So
I try not to. I sure appreciate
you're the Iron Man.
Appreciate that. So yeah. You already gave the feedback and you nailed it on Twitter with Polite Pig. I mean, it's like it sucks you in with the smells.
You come down the escalator and, you know, you park or whatever, you come down the escalator or you walk in from, you take a bus over there and you walk in and it's right there on the corner. Right. Mm-hmm. And, I love that place. Their smoked turkey is like to die for. Their pulled pork is good too, but their smoked turkey is just outstanding. They also have a really weird salad that is oddly good and it's tomatoes and watermelon. And you would kind of think that's very strange, but it is so good. I think it's had a little feta cheese on there. Fantastic side. So I think Marlesa says she doesn't eat meat, so she can have the mac and cheese and the watermelon and tomato salad, and you're pretty well set up.
Well, that sounds good for Florida, too, because of the heat and the humidity. Like something like that that's light. And, you know, I like to have salads, especially in the summer, because it in a way kind of quenches my thirst at the same time. You know, I don't need anything super salty. I'm already dehydrated. So that, I mean, that's a great combo. And I've always, you know, I had this conversation with Pam Forrester and my wife as well. I wonder like what the premium was to get that location at Disney Springs, because no kidding, for a place like Polite Pig, not just because of the foot traffic, but the smell. I mean, you can smell it in the parking garage and you cannot, it's impossible to miss. I mean, it's like Flame Tree at Animal Kingdom. You can't miss it because of the smell.
And there's always a line there too. The people that own another restaurant in Orlando called the Ravenous Pig, which is fantastic. And it has won like awards in Orlando. I think it's more like Winter Park, I believe. But they had to have had some kind of in and knowing that if they're going to be smoking all kinds of meats, they want a great spot where it's like, boom, you walk right in and, oh, eat there. There's always a line there. It doesn't matter what time of day, there's always a line there.
Yes. Yes. And it's so, not fast either. I've been there twice and both times you had to work for your food. It was not quick. It was worth it in the end. I had the thing I had both times was a half a chicken and I had some baked, like the, they're like baked beans or they had some kind of burnt stuff on top. Oh God, it was so good. Oh man.
Burnt ends, I think, and the baked beans. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
I've had them.
Oh, so good. So yeah, it was totally worth it. But yeah, I would do that again in a heartbeat, but it was not fast, but it's worth it. So let me ask you this though. How about like retail? So all those places you got to shop, where do you go?
You know, Uniqlo is a great place because first of all, the clothing is so, I always tell people, like, I don't like to say it's cheap. I go, it is very cost effective.
Yes.
Or it's lower cost, but the quality is fantastic. I always say it's like the Gap, the Japanese Gap.
Yeah, that's, I kind of say it's kind of like Old Navy to me. You know, like maybe a step up from Old Navy, but it's kind of like an Old Navy.
Right, exactly. But you can go in there and get a t-shirt. Some of their t-shirts that they have, I will wear for work. They're like $9. And, you know, And it's good quality. It's not like something, you know, cheap that you'd order because you want a cheap t-shirt. It's like a really good quality t-shirt. I've got sweatshirts. I've got pants from there. My wife has some things from there. She likes some of their like running stuff. It's just a great store. I also like Stance Socks, which is down the way a little bit from Polite Pig on that side. But they've got some really cool socks, which sounds kind of weird. But Stance makes some great socks for running or for – I wear more for just kind of casual because it's a little bit more expensive. But I buy cheap T-shirts at Uniqlo and then I go buy expensive socks at Stance.
Well, see, my socks are always holy. You know, they're religious socks because they have holes in them. That's the way I look at it. I work from home, though. Yeah, so it's like right now I don't even have socks on. And I don't think I have all day except when I ran. I got in the shower. I don't think I ever put socks back on. Working from home is so weird because, I mean, I've totally in the last 3 years that I've been working from home, I've totally become like I had Dockers for days. I had polo shirts for days when I was a teacher and ties and stuff. It's like I don't know what to do with that stuff anymore. It's church maybe. I don't know.
I work from home. Oh, I've been working from home now. I haven't put on something. We had an event in Hawaii in January. It's the last time I put on something work-related because I was in Colorado for an event, and then I haven't had to put on a suit or anything since I couldn't tell you when, and I actually don't have socks or shoes on right now either. I grilled steaks in the backyard.
That's it. We're living the life, man. Who says this doesn't have advantages?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's right. Exactly.
So how do you think, like, you know, nobody can predict, but I mean, do you think Disney Springs, obviously every vlogger, blogger, podcaster that's in the Central Florida area will descend on, you know, I saw Lou's going to be there tomorrow a couple times live, you know, a lot of social media coverage, but what do you think? Is it going to be packed? Is it going to be people kind of waiting and seeing that kind of an approach? What do you think is going to happen come, you know, this time tomorrow night? What are we going to see?
You know, I saw that as well, that Lou's going to be there in the morning and then I think in the evening or something like that. So I got the notification, said I thought I'd follow along. I you know, it's kind of weird because it is a Wednesday, but it is it's hard to know. I do think it'll be pretty busy because Orlando and the Orange County area, they've been pretty, I mean, they've started to reopen places in the last week or two. But I got to believe there's still a lot of people that are like, okay, let's find something to do, get out of our house.
Yep.
And now we can go there. But I know they're limiting, I don't know if they're limiting parking spots or just one of the, or two of the parking garages, maybe. I think the Surface is closed if I saw that somewhere. And then maybe the Lime Garage and maybe Orange if I saw that right. So I bet it's going to be pretty busy. I bet the curiosity factor, at least when they open, it'll be pretty busy. And I wouldn't be surprised if it gets somewhat to, you know, some kind of capacity, or they have to shut it down to whatever they're limiting it to. Yeah, I won't be shocked.
Well, and I hope they do, because the thing is, the last thing you want is for, and I think Disney knows this. I mean, obviously they've had these meetings for weeks and weeks with this reopening. They have a lot riding on it. So they want it to go as smoothly as possible and they don't want any negative. The last thing you want is an image like you got out of that airplane, you know, like that United plane you've been seeing on TV for the last couple of weeks, you know, the full 737. That's the last thing they need, you know, because the thing is, anybody can take a shot on their cell phone while they're in there, and it's how you're standing can make people look either closer or further apart. You know how you frame the shot. So I would say they have to be super conservative on how many people get in there, even if you're turning people away. That's how I hope it happens. I don't know if that's how it will happen.
Yeah, I hope so. And I hope people are, you know, obviously people are considerate and kind. It's going to be a new system for them. And, you know, obviously masks are required and they've got a lot of hand sanitization areas, and, you know, the last thing you need is somebody like, you know, again, making a scene, refusing to wear a mask, and somehow they have to, you know, escort them out. You don't want any of that. I hope people are just kind and considerate to others, that this is brand new for everybody. And so I'm thinking that they will. And like you said, yeah, Disney doesn't want some odd picture showing up, like you said, the airplane or the beaches that they've had in some areas where it's like, check this out, you know, so much for social distancing. They certainly don't need that or want that. Yeah. Their PR department definitely does not want that.
Yeah. I just can't imagine. Can you imagine being like in PR for Disney right now? Because you just got to be sweating bullets. And the thing is, you know, you got folks that are going to be in there, and, you know, I mean, these kind of like one image can get a million clicks, and it could be so out of context. You know what I'm saying? Because you can get a picture and it can look like everybody's on top of each other because of how you frame the shot. And I just, you know, there's some, if that was my job, I'd just be sweating bullets tonight and just kind of praying that everything works out. Because I know they're trying to do everything they can. I mean, I even saw people today on Twitter, and this is just, this kind of stuff bothers me. I mean, I don't get it. I shouldn't even say I get it. But somebody was complaining that the masks that the cast members had on at the media event today, like some of them were different colors. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I understand it's all about uniforms and costuming at Walt Disney World, but these are extraordinary times. You know what? I'm going to cut them some slack. If somebody has a brown face mask, some has a black one, some has a red one. You know what? These are new times. We're getting there. That doesn't bother me yet.
Yeah, no, not me either. And I tell you, in PR, and I did PR way back when, before I got into the business of selling shampoo a long time ago. But there was no social media then. Social media now, in the age of and being a public relations person, makes it, in some senses, it makes it easier because you can get your word out there and you can get the message out that you want. On the other hand, it's open to anybody and it can be shot out there in an instant too. Something that you don't want. So yeah, I'm with you. It would be, you know, they got to get this right. And I think they know that. They know that when they open the resorts, they know that when they open the parks at some point too, that you got to get it right. You only get one time to make that first impression, as the old saying goes.
That's so true. So, and I mean, it's, you know, and it's the whole country's watching, the whole world's watching, because like you said, we all want this. I think, you know, most people want this to succeed because this is like, you know, this is so unprecedented. Back in January, I can't believe we're living in a world where we're excited about Disney Springs reopening because there's no theme parks, there's no resorts. But the thing is, like, I want this to succeed so badly because it's not a yard, it's not even a foot, it's like an inch getting back to normal. You know, it's like I want to run a mile, but I got to run that inch first. And if we can have limited capacity, successful Disney Springs opening, okay, that's an inch. Maybe we can get to a foot in a month and then maybe to a yard and so forth. So, you know, hopefully we can kind of creep our way back to the new normal, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it's going to be a test. That's for sure. And I'm sure they're looking at that way too. It's like, this isn't just getting a shopping complex for, you know, to put it down to the common denominator. I mean, it's a shopping dining complex. It's going to be a somewhat of a dry run or a soft opening for how they're going to do the park.
Totally.
And
totally.
I'm sure they're going to learn a lot, and the cast members, I'm with them tomorrow, and I'm sure they're excited, but I'm sure there's a lot of nervous lack of sleep maybe by Disney management tonight too, when they jump into this tomorrow. But
yeah, I saw in the news that they were, you know, cause they've been talking, they just reopened St. Louis County yesterday, and we're in the adjacent county now, we're across the river, but they interviewed a guy who owned a restaurant down in the Hill, which is kind of the popular part of St. Louis, all the Italian restaurants.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was speaking about how, you know, they asked him, like, how was your first day back? And he said, in a lot of ways, it was just like the first day of school, because he was excited, but he was nervous. He didn't exactly know what to expect. And I think tomorrow's going to be like, I mean, cause you got to realize, like, Walt Disney World never, you know, like here in Six Flags, it closes come October and it doesn't open again until March. There's a new start every year, but a place like Walt Disney World, it is 365, almost 24/7. And it just closes for hurricanes occasionally, September 11th. But you know, this is like this is unprecedented to get to restart and go from scratch. So we'll see. And I'm with you though. I think it'll be fine. I just hope everybody behaves themselves. And I think they will.
Yep. That's my feeling as well too. So I'll definitely be watching. I actually scheduled a Zoom call around it tomorrow because I'm like, no, I want to pay attention to what happens here, what happens live.
Exactly. So. Well, I'll be tuned in. What's the hashtag?
Yeah, no doubt.
Seriously.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Oh, hey, Wade, I appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you so much, and you have a good evening, and I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
All right, take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395. I've always loved talking to Wade. He has such great insight because he's had these jobs in public relations and sales and marketing and traveling the country. And, you know, he works with these salons around the country, which is a very intimate type experience, which is very similar to when we go back to the parks, you know, because, you know, I mean, like we recorded Friday's podcast already. We do that on Mondays. And we're talking about the attractions at the Magic Kingdom that might have to be modified in this post-COVID era. And we're talking about one of the attractions we brought up was the Jungle Cruise. And if you think about it, the Jungle Cruise, when you get in and out of the boat, you're either grabbing onto a rail, which isn't the best idea because that would have to be sanitized all the time. If you're not grabbing onto a rail, typically there's a cast member there that's kind of holding your hand or your elbow to safely get you in and out of the boat. And then once you sit down, a lot of times they have people sitting in the crates in the middle. So when that happens, you're face to face with other guests. Typically, you're sitting kind of leg to leg to a guest next to you, maybe a stranger. And of course, the cast member, the Jungle Cruise skipper, is in the boat with you, providing the spiel and taking care of the attraction. So that's a very intimate experience. We might not have ever considered come January how close it was, but you know, we got to think about these things. So Friday's show, I think you'll really enjoy. We're kind of starting a series as to how these attractions in the theme parks may change moving forward. Like, what are we going to miss? We talked about the Haunted Mansion might be different. Splash Mountain's definitely going to be different. Space Mountain's going to be different. Enchanted Tales with Belle will definitely be different. So we'll have that discussion on Friday. We'll talk about that Friday night. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Helen Laszlo.
Hey, Helen, what's going on? I'm sorry, your dad probably has worse dad jokes than I do.
They're not bad.
No, they're all right. So what's going on? Where would you go in Disney Springs if you were there tomorrow?
Probably Deluxe or GR Deli.
Oh, man, you are so smart. Deluxe burger, then some dessert? Yes. Yes, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Where do you like to shop, like as far as places to go get things? Are you a Basin fan? My daughters love Basin, the like soap store.
I've never been there.
It's just a bunch of soaps, but it smells really good in there. It's over by, it's by Ghirardelli, actually. It's right behind it. You'll have to go there sometime.
I like to go to a World of Disney.
Yes, me too. I always get, that's where I always get my t-shirts. What do you typically get at World of Disney?
Probably Porgs or Star Wars stuff.
Nice, nice. What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
The Last Jedi.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. My daughter likes Force Awakens best because that's when Rey comes around. But yeah, that's I like it. I'm old though, so I like the first one. Just plain old Star Wars: A New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want a trivia question? You want to have a stab at it?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. This one's from Animal Kingdom. It says, cast members prepare food for the animals that live at the Animal Kingdom. How much food does it take every day to feed 1,000 animals? It says, this is the same amount of food a typical person eats in 4.5 years. Okay, so here's how, you got four choices. How much food do they feed a day to the 1,000 animals? It's A, 1,000 pounds, B, a ton, C, 3 tons, or D, 700 pounds?
Probably C.
Yes, you got it right. That's right. Can you imagine they give 3 tons of food every single day to the 6,000 pounds of food every day?
That's
holy smokes. They're busy. So what, do you have anything else you got on your mind, Helen? That was a good guess or good answer.
Not really.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in and tell your dad I said hello.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hope to see you down at Walt Disney World soon. Thanks, Helen.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Helen from Atlanta there, and she got the answer to the question. Holy cow. 3 tons of food a day. And it's probably gone up, so who knows? That's crazy. But Deluxe Burger and Ghirardelli, who wants that? This guy right here. And I wonder, you know, I shouldn't have to worry about these things, but I've, okay, let's be honest. Let's have a little honesty session. We're all here. We're a family. I so hope Ample Hills still goes in Disney Springs. I hope this doesn't hold it up because it was going in over there on the west side. West side! But we shall see. Because you guys know how much I love my Ample Hills. All right, had to stay on the air till we got this call.
Oh, my God.
Skype, I mean, Skype broke. It was asking for a password that wasn't working to relaunch Skype. Then it told me my Google accounts had all been signed out. Then my Apple accounts had been signed out. I'm like, either I'm getting hacked by like a nation state or...
Well, that could be.
Oh, I might have. When I get back upstairs, I might not have any accounts for the rest of my life. So if I start tweeting crazy stuff or Facebook
and
stuff...
Or your internet again.
Who? No, don't say that. I had people come in. The only people that have been in my house since March. I was like, you know what? God. I just got to suck it up, and they got to come in and fix the internet. So,
yeah. That was awesome. What a night.
For real. No kidding. All right, so because we...
And I'm saying to myself, I got to get first. Got to get first.
Well, I came
my
back on.
My answer has been given about 20 times already.
Well, which one is it? Is it Polite Pig?
Uniqlo.
Okay, yeah, okay, good. Yeah, because it's a four. Do you like the... Do you guys have a Old Navy in New York?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it kind of like Old Navy to you, or how would you... That's how I describe it to people.
Yeah, it's a good comparison.
Because nobody in the Midwest knows what I'm talking about. There's none of those places here.
Yeah. No, I love the store. So the reason I would go there first is because of the Disney items that they have.
Yep.
So if I can't go to World of Disney, I'm going to go to Uniqlo so that I can get my shirts or whatever they have on sale.
Yeah, and you can get like 3 shirts for what you would pay at World of Disney.
Oh,
for one
no.
Shirt.
It's crazy. Yeah. I was introduced to them because they're always at the expo. So that was the first time I saw them.
Huh. I didn't know that.
And they had great deals.
I just know I went to the media event, and I actually called my wife and I said, this store one is awesome looking. How it has like the moving message sign and the escalators. It just looks like something you'd go in the Amazing Race. That's what I called her. I said, look, I'm in the Amazing Race. But then I was like, look at these prices. I was like, I'm at Disney. Like these prices, I can afford something. I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's totally. So,
where would you eat though?
But this is the best. Blaze Pizza.
Nothing wrong with that. Our Blaze is still closed here. We have one down the street, and it's not open.
Yeah, I don't know if ours is open here. But, oh, my God. I go in there, and I tell them I want to do the custom pie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's here. It goes for $8.95.
Cheap. Again.
And you can get every topping if you want. So I get almost every topping.
Dude, think about it. I just thought of this.
My pizza is about 3 inches thick by the time they're done with it.
Well, that's the way to do it. I mean, think about it. Like, we came up with the ultimate frugal Disney fan combo. It's a pizza and a t-shirt for $20.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's awesome.
Now I need pizza.
I know, me too. And I already had dinner. I had Texas Roadhouse, and I have a Texas sheet, and we're having a Texas sheet cake upstairs for dessert tonight.
Ooh.
So good.
So, I'm a little concerned about tomorrow, Disney Spring. So,
what do you think, it'll be overwhelmed or what?
Yeah, I do, and I think we're gonna find out. Is that? I was looking at the news today in Georgia. They opened up a lot of things. What was that? 2 weeks ago. And they opened up a church, and most people in that church got the virus.
Mm, I didn't see that. Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen.
And so they shut it down again after 2 weeks. And I'm like, this is scary, because once you put a lot of people together, that's the risk.
Yep. Yeah.
No one understands that. Even with a mask, it doesn't matter. It can still get through.
Here's another thing I'm wondering too. If people are going to go tomorrow and just wander around but not go inside anywhere. You know what? Just like kind of window
just
shop.
Walk.
Just because you know, I think you're safer outside. Not that you're totally safe, but you're probably safer outside than inside. And you know, if I was going to do it, I just want to go do something. Like, I might just go wander around like for 20 minutes outside, because it's beautiful, and then leave, you know, just to kind of get the vibe of the whole place and not go in any store. Even if we're talking about all these great places to eat and shop and all that, I may not. Uh-huh. I don't know. People will, though.
Yeah. Tomorrow, if I was there for tomorrow, I would not go. That's my honest opinion.
That's good. Yeah.
I would wait and see what happens. If it looks good in a few days or a week, yes, I'll go.
Yep. Makes sense.
Yeah. Just seeing what I've seen here locally has put that in me. So, like, even when they open the parks and everything, I will go. But I want to see what's happening first.
I'm with you. Even though I want to go so bad. I don't know. Like I'm with, it's my brain. Like it's like it's battle. It's like the devil and the angel on the shoulder, like in the cartoon. That's totally it. Like, Mike, you need to be there when it opens. Mike, be smart. Mike. Wait 2 weeks. Yeah. Mike, go. Mike, stay. You know, it's like, good Lord.
And then you want to say, get away from me.
Yeah, I know. It's like, ping. And it, usually what happens is the little angel, I just flick him right off. Ching. Okay, let's get on the plane. Totally.
Oh my God.
I'm terrible.
Totally. I forget what show that was illustrated on. Oh my God. This was like 20, 30 years ago, probably. Maybe more.
It's not good.
Yeah. Maybe Happy Days or one of those shows. I forget now exactly.
Well, see, my buddy, Scotty G, hashtag Scotty G's in the chat, and he said he's ready to go. Bags are packed. And so that's how it is, man. He's my wingman. I'm his wingman. He goes, I go. So I guess I'm in. So there goes the angel. Pew! There we go. Yes.
Goodbye, good person. Now let's be bad.
We've gotten ourselves in a lot of trouble together. We've gotten ourselves out of a lot of sticky situations together. We'll make it. We'll be fine.
Yeah. Just don't come back with the virus.
No.
The
yes. Well, you know, let's just put it this way. You can't catch it for me through the podcast. Just let me stay in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Let me give you. So we're running up against the top of the hour, but let me give you a trivia question because I wanted to give you one.
Okay. Oh, God.
Just, this book, there's not as many trivia questions in here. It's more factoids, but here I found one.
Yeah.
Okay, it says, quick quiz. Ski Patrol Training Camp is a special area. Have you ever been to Blizzard Beach?
No.
Oh, well, okay, let's see here. Let's see if I can find something else. Quick quiz. Oh, well, that's like you got to list all the animals on the safari. That's probably not good for radio. That's a dumb one because that's old and this is so old. Let's see, we just did that one. Let me find one more real quick. Let's see, here's the studios. Fun facts about Toy Story, Hidden Mickeys. This book's actually good, but it was made in 2013.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is so dated. The huge Sorcerer's Hat at the is a copy. So this is back when the Sorcerer's Hat was at the studios.
Yeah.
The huge Sorcerer's Hat is a copy of the one Mickey Mouse wore in the 1940 classic film Fantasia. It weighed 150 tons and stood 122 feet tall. The hat was built to celebrate what would be Walt Disney's 100th birthday. Inside are computers with quizzes. What? About Walt Disney and his work. Were there computers inside the hat? I thought it was a pin trading station.
Yes.
Really? I thought it was just for selling pins. Anyway, it doesn't have anything to do with the question. The question is, how many feet tall would Mickey have to be to wear this hat? Would he have to be, so the hat was 122 feet tall.
Yeah.
Would Mickey have to be A, 280, B, 350, C, 400, or D, 200 feet tall? So the hat's 122. What would he have to be? 280, 350, 400, or 200?
I would say 340.
350. You got it right. That was the answer. Yes. I don't know how you, I guess, that makes sense. Okay. I'm putting that book on the shelf. It's not very good. That was Mallory's idea.
That's why,
so we tried
that's
it.
Why my nephew calls me to help him with his math.
Yeah. You were totally like, okay, the ratio of hat to mouse and then ears side to side, nose. He's got the big feet, you know, yellow. You were figuring, I got you. No, all right, well, hey, we'll be back again on Thursday, and I'm glad you got in.
Okay.
That's why we kind of went back live. So hang in there. We'll be back tomorrow night with a trip
Sounds
report,
good.
But Friday for the call, or
trip
Thursday
report.
For the calls. All right,
Can't
hang
wait.
In there, buddy. Good talking to you.
All right,
see you later.
To you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so we had to hang in there for Alfred. That's just what we do here. We're a family, and I wasn't going to leave him hanging. It's like Ohana. Ohana's family, and nobody gets left behind, especially Alfred. So there we go. Lots of fun tonight. Thanks for the great calls. We'll see how Disney Springs does tomorrow on the reopening. Crossing my fingers, saying a prayer tonight that everything goes well for the guests and the cast members and just us Disney fans in general. Guys, thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it so very much. I love doing these shows. Love talking with you. Love the calls. You guys are the best. And I sure appreciate you letting us do this podcast. It's been so much fun for over 12 years. And we're going to keep doing it. So much fun. I can't stop. All right. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike. Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. And of course, we're doing these right now every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we'll be back again tomorrow night, Trip Report time, around 7 o'clock Eastern, a little bit earlier. So join us then. Until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.